Matt Gray is here on the Blaze Radio Network.
Good morning and welcome to the Blaze Radio Television and Podcast Network. Matt Gray Unleashed program. Because Matt is unleashed. Wow. He's out wandering around. We don't know where.
You got a lot of energy this morning.
Oh, man. I'm excited. Well, I want to tell you how to the trick on stealing things later today.
Yeah, I think we have a story that comes to mind.
I do. I really want to tell you the story, so we'll get to that. Because yesterday I gave you some million-dollar ideas. You're still welcome. Mm-hmm. So you can go back if you didn't listen to the podcast.
No, he's serious. You need to go and download yesterday's podcast.
But today I'm going to tell you how to deep pocket things. There's a trick to it.
So yesterday it was use your brains. Today it's just be a thief.
See, thief is a wrong word.
Oh, I'm sorry.
When you find things,
an opportunist,
they become yours. Uh-huh. They just become yours. And there's a way to do it so that they actually do just become yours. And they don't actually belong to someone else after that. Now, some people would make the argument that no matter what, they still belong to someone else.
I disagree. Let me just say for a moment, for anyone that thinks that this is an act over here, this guy, right? I promise you, these are the conversations we have off the air, okay? He is who he is. Jeffy is going to tell you how to make things yours.
There's a trick. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, there's a trick that makes it happen because that's how people get busted all the time.
This will be fun.
All the time they get busted. Mm-hmm. But first, we have to tell you some actual sad news. Representative Elijah Cummings passed away overnight. He was 68 years old. We got the news. He died approximately 2:45 in the morning, Eastern time this morning. He died to complications concerning his health challenges. I mean, I know he had some heart issues a few years ago, took some time off, and he'd been struggling with that. I don't know if that had anything to do with his death, but very sad.
Yeah, and that's young, man. 68?
Right. He's been in office since 1996. Now, it seems like he's one of those guys that feels like he should be in office since, the 1800s.
Right.
And we're going to play a couple of clips from people who have been in office since the 1800s.
Yeah.
But he was only, he was a congressman from Baltimore. One of the, as quoted on this program from Pat Gray himself, one of the Democratic hellholes, cities of Baltimore. And he was, overwhelming. I was looking, they've got his vote record for the results of his, when he was running for office. Nobody came close.
I bet.
It was overwhelming. And so he was, a strong advocate for the city of rats, Baltimore. And it's sad. Obviously, you don't want the guy to to pass away. And with his family. And so we'll have, there'll be probably a congressional Elijah Cummings Day soon, and then you're looking at a special election to fill his seat, right? So that's who knows? I mean, you may go conservative in the city of Baltimore.
No.
I mean, it's possible. That's what I'm saying.
It's not possible. There's some things that just aren't possible.
And then I want to tell you that I want to apologize because I told you something yesterday and it was misleading. I told you that you could be safe for 14 days because Felicity Huffman was in prison. She went to prison.
Yeah.
For 14 days. It's only going to be 13 because they're counting the travel time and everything. So it's only going to be 13. So you only can have 13 days to be safe. And then I find out that the actual place that she's in, this Federal Correctional Institute in Dublin, California, it's Club Med. It's actually a camp. And that's a fact. They have housing complexes around the place. Mm-hmm. So it's actually, it's got like a white line on the ground. I was like, don't pass that line.
But that is awesome.
Don't pass it. Don't go past that line.
And see, okay. Just the ridiculousness of you saying this. The travel time and all this stuff that counts. I think, wow, that is ridiculous. And then I stop and I go, oh, wait, yesterday we talked about Bo Bergdahl, who served zero time whatsoever for deserting his unit and joining ISIS Allegedly. And results in that horrific brain injury for that soldier who couldn't communicate for the last 10 years of his life with his wife and two children, who went out looking for Bo Bergdahl.
Who just passed away.
So this guy, not Bo Bergdahl, didn't pass away.
Yeah.
But let's make sure that we put a mom in prison.
The horrible
for
actress.
2 weeks for trying to get her kid into a school.
Yeah, it's just,
system, man.
Ridiculous. I know, it's ridiculous. So anyway, I just wanted to apologize.
Yeah, because you got that egregious error on Felicity Huffman's sentencing.
Huge mistake, and I want to apologize.
I'm glad you did that.
We also have good news that the workers are celebrating a deal, apparently, with General Motors. So the union and General Motors are coming together. Good news.
I remember when I was a kid, man, that was a big deal when automakers went on strike. And today,
you aren't lying,
I did not even think about it over the last several weeks. And when it got cleared up yesterday, I thought, oh, that's right, they're on strike.
Well, you heard they talked a little bit about it in the Democratic debate about how powerful the automotive industry was they were in the state of Ohio. But, I grew up in Michigan, man, and the foundries and the factories, and they were powerful. And now it's, mm-hmm. Not much. It's really sad. But they've got a deal, GM and the union. I mean, they've lost a lot of money with that deal. And, of course, then we get the news that the U.S. retail sales have declined, unexpectedly declined. So, is the economy cracking? I hope not. I hope it's just a little blip. President Trump will tell you it's a little blip.
Seriously, if you take all the things that could cause President Trump to not win re-election.
That's one.
That is the top of the list, above impeachment or whatever's going on with that.
Oh, yes.
The economy.
Oh, yes, no question.
So watch out for that.
Yeah, no question. And between that and there's that, the economy goes bad, he could lose. It would be very difficult, more difficult for him to win against any of these candidates that are on the stage now trying to get the Democratic nomination. And then if... someone else jumps in the race. Because I heard how it was possible that Hillary might get back in. And I thought that still is not going to be strong enough. Because they were talking about if the Democratic convention can't pick anybody and they go to the convention and they're all screwed up and they can't, they don't know who they're going to pick and there's mm-hmm. nobody really. They've still got 1,000 people on stage and they don't know who. Then they have to pick someone, right?
That's happened before.
And that's when Hillary walks in and says, all right, fine, I'll be here. I can beat him. It's my turn. I won last time, but it was stolen from me. We have the illegitimate president and I'll run again. I don't think that will work. I honestly don't think she could win again. She'll just get defeated by Trump again.
Wow.
Or Michelle Obama gets in. And I got to stop saying that out loud because I think...
you're going to speak it into existence, man.
I know.
And think about this. If a Republican sneezes, and then, oh my gosh, is their health okay? Should they be president? I mean, I heard him sneeze, right? Think of the health of Bernie with the heart attack.
Right.
Oh, sorry. Heart event.
Heart event. Thank you. I mean, plus, Keith, I mean, how many times? Who among us doesn't have a stint or two?
Right. We've seen.
Who among us?
Yeah.
Raise your hand if that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
We've seen Hillary struggle to walk into a vehicle, right? I mean, she has something going on there.
Definitely something going on.
Who knows?
She still looks good. I mean, she's out and about with Bill. They're going to Broadway mm-hmm. shows and they're.
Are they?
Yeah.
Wait.
The night of the.
Time out. Oh, no. Okay. Hold on. Let me finish my point here and I got to get back to that because now I'm terrified and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Joe Biden, okay, who knows what's going on with him, okay? So the health of these leading Democrats is a sincere concern. Yeah. So they may just end up picking whoever looks like they're
healthy enough to survive,
right?
Yeah.
But now I'm scared about Hillary getting in, and I'll tell you why. She, according to you just now, is spending time with Bill.
Oh, yeah. They made a big deal out of it. It was the night of the debate.
Oh no!
They went to the.
Oh, no.
They went with Chelsea.
Okay.
And hubby, and they went with another couple, and they were shown smiling and greeting people, and people were coming up to them in the break, and it was
the only
amazing.
Time that you see Hillary.
I know.
Playing
I
happy family
thing.
With Bill is when she is running
Bill
for
and
office.
Family and friends.
Yeah.
I know, out in public.
Oh, no.
Out in public. No. I mean, they made a point in the story of they just snuck in before the beginning of the show, and mm-hmm. then people started to, the buzz started to realize that mm-hmm. Bill and Hillary were there. So at the break, they were swarmed by yep. people that taking selfies and being friendly.
Buckle up, America.
It was amazing.
She's back.
I think so.
Oh, gosh, no. Make it stop. It has been.
So. But I'm okay with Hillary being back.
No, I'm not.
I am. She can't beat Trump.
She has been a part of my consciousness for almost three decades. I'm done with this act. Stop.
Who knows what? If she's on your health list, right? I mean, mm-hmm. no question.
In other words, I think that the health of the leading candidates in the Democratic field, I think that bodes well for Elizabeth Warren. And yeah, Pete Buttigieg.
She seems pretty healthy. It's too bad. And it's too bad about Tulsi is actually the one that probably is the strongest, healthiest, youngest. Mm-hmm. Would be the most sane one on the
stage. Andrew Yang. I'm sorry, I have to take you off the sane list only because everything you said the other night was you sound like a robot. What happened to him? Every time he answered a question during that debate, he sounded like a robot. Before, he sounded like a regular guy.
Yeah, he kind of did.
So I don't know what's going on with them. Too much calculating going on, but...
That's possible.
Tulsi is literally the only one on that stage even sounds remotely common sense.
And she gets no love Mm-mm. from the Democratic Party. I mean,
and there's a reason for that. It's because that party has lost its mind. And she doesn't fit there anymore.
I know. I don't disagree. And then we have... We've got a little bit later. We got to talk about Adam Schiff too. Adam Shifty. I heard somebody call him Shifty. Trump should start calling him Shifty. We've got a story about some of his questioning going on behind the scenes in his little secret meetings. We're going to get Donald Trump. We're going to get him. And it's fascinating to see the questioning. We've got a report from the Washington Examiner, and it has the transcript of what happened. And we may have to play that out for you. I'm willing to be Shifty.
The Unleashed Players. Day. We'll do the Unleashed Players.
I like that. Okay. The Unleashed Players. I like that.
We'll role do
that.
Playing, yeah.
And okay, today I'm Shifty. That's fine. I'm good with that. And you take on a role. That's what you do. That's as an actor who's taken on many roles here at the Blaze.
So you're Network. Talking about this interaction that Schiff had with the Ambassador Volker?
Yes.
Oh, cool. So I can play Volker and you be Schiff? Okay, let's do that later.
You don't get to be Shifty.
No, that's what I said. I said, I'll be Volker, you be Schiff.
I've already accepted the role. All right, it's already on my IMDb page.
No, this will be fun. Okay, we should definitely do that. That's cool. Yeah, that's a weird back and forth. I'm glad you pointed that out.
And I know many of you have been concerned about where Pat is, and to be honest, I really don't know. Mm-hmm. Some of you on Twitter, at Pat Unleashed and at JeffyJFR, have commented. David Rydell, tweeted, I noticed Pat is out this week. I guess he's off recording his multi-million-dollar opera CD after he was discovered from that video you posted last week. That's very possible. That's very possible. Yeah. That's a good thought.
Yeah.
That's a really good thought.
Look at Blaze TV. Look at this. See?
That's a very good thought.
Missing person report has been filed. Help find Pat Gray.
It's very...
Do not approach.
Do not approach.
Could be on the mean streets of Helena.
He could be. We talked about that yesterday. I mean, there was an IED, possible IED found in a park, and that's because he got angry last week when he found out that the mean streets were not on the most dangerous city list.
No. So I think he was also acting out because a foreigner was left off the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame list.
Well, look, one of the tweets here, it talks about Pat going to Cleveland in anticipation of the big announcement at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And that's very sad. Very disappointing. Yeah, sad, because if he was there, that may have sparked the trip to the mean streets. You're right.
So maybe he's just working his way back down.
No kidding. And we also have a couple more that are questioning where Pat Unleashed is from Shore Girl M. Can someone confirm the rumor that Pat left the show to sell facial cream? Jackie would be mad about it, so that's why he's keeping it a secret.
Oh.
I know. He didn't want to tell her right away because it was just too good to be true. And you know what they normally say, but this time, it's true. Is Pat looking out for the tag Shark, Pico? Nah, that's a stretch. That's a stretch.
It's a stretch.
The others yeah, the others are probably pretty close.
Like the rest of us.
Right yes.
There.
Yeah. Yeah. The others are questionable. Uh-huh. But that one, the Pico thing, he doesn't care about.
No, it doesn't care. Yeah. Doesn't care about. Yeah. Shirt. So we're gonna try to figure out, you know, exactly where Pat is. That's not supposed to look like a face.
But, I like that we should actually help out during the course of the broadcast today. Ever so often, we'll put up the wanted poster,
okay.
So that you know, have an idea of what he looks like and a possibility to be, you know, look, he's armed and dangerous. I don't know if that wanted poster said that.
Right.
But
and if you're in the either Helena or Cleveland areas, those are where we suspect more than either than any other place down here. But we need to get him back here to Dallas. But so be on the lookout, especially in Helena or Cleveland.
And as the wanted poster said, do not approach.
Do not.
All right.
That's
an approach.
Especially if you're a cashier, because he tends to be grouchy around them.
Don't be too chatty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Just, yeah. Oh, no. Nobody wants that. So if you're, it's that time of year, we're getting to the holidays, and you're thinking to yourself, man, I need a new house to live in because I got nothing else to do. I want to move because moving is fun. And I'll tell you some stories about moving, but moving is
fun.
That's the word I'm thinking of. But if you're looking to move and you need to purchase a house or sell your house and you don't want to just be the luck of the draw, you put the sign out front and you put a lawn chair out by the sign, you wait for people to stop and buy your house. That doesn't work well.
No.
You're going to be out there a long, long time. That's why you need Real Estate Agents I Trust. Mercury Real Estate will help you buy and sell your house. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com is the place to go to get yourself an agent that's going to do right by you. We've got 1,000 active agents. There's people standing in line. We've got over 5,000 just waiting. Please let us in. Please let us in. No. No, not yet. You're not good enough yet. But they will help you sell your house or buy a house and get you the most money. That's another key point to buying and selling a home. I learned that the hard way. The object is to purchase a product and sell it for more money.
That's interesting.
That's really the reason that this company was started by Glenn and Tanya, because it didn't work out for them either. They couldn't sell a home forever, and Glenn decided there's got to be a better way. And so there is. It's called RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. It's a complicated process. It's difficult to navigate. Market value for your home, it can't really be done by an algorithm. It takes years of expertise to evaluate the market for the price of your home, and you want to sell it quickly for top dollar. Mercury Real Estate Agents are experts in your neighborhood. They genuinely like the people from our audience. Why? Because they are our audience. Mercury Real Estate. Go to realestateagentsitrust.com. realestateagentsitrust.com.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
It is. So yesterday, Trump had some people over at the White House. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer.
Were they just like partying, hanging out?
Yeah.
Watching a game or something?
Yeah, that's what they were doing. They were just hanging out. And
I think they were in there, to talk about Syria and what's going on over there, correct?
Well, yes, that was the premise of their little meeting.
Well, that's what you put on the...
Steny Hoyer was there.
Yeah, that's what you put on the public, schedule. But really, we know they were in there probably bowling in the basement or something.
Yeah. They may have done that. It didn't appear that they were bowling.
Yeah.
I saw one picture that Trump tweeted, and Nancy's standing up with their arms in the air, and Trump's leaning back, and it was the caption, this photo. It was agonizing. And then when it was all said and done, Pelosi and Schumer, of course, they walk out of the White House, and they have to have their little press conference, because what happened? What happened? What happened? What happened? What happened? What happened? And so they were happy to talk about it.
Witness on the part of the president was a meltdown. Sad to say.
Is it, Nancy?
It did not come up. Not at all. No, it did not come up. It did not come up.
When he called you a communist, can you just elaborate?
No, he did not call us a communist. He said, yes.
He said, let's just clarify that. He said the communists are taking over.
Some of ISIS were communists.
And you would be happy.
That might make you happy.
That might make you happy.
And the speaker said, yes, none of us. Yes, we walked.
At that point?
No, at the point that he was.
When he started calling Speaker Pelosi
when he was
a third-rate politician.
But I said, I wish you were a politician, Mr. President. Then you would know the art of the possible.
Is that right?
Some of the other members on both sides stayed behind. They wanted questions. I waited a moment because I wanted
questions.
To ask him the question about intelligence reports on the Turks and Syrians guarding ISIS.
Is that why you waited a moment, Chucky? Because you wanted to ask that question, but you just couldn't because of the Trump hollering at Nancy, calling her a third-rate or second-rate politician. First of all,
definitely not a second-rate. Third-rate would be accurate.
Really, that's not. I mean, she may be a third-rate politician now. She's been around for a long time, so I mean, she is definitely a politician, and she's right when she says that she wished she had a president that was a politician.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's president.
That's what you just saw right there. The leaders among the Democratic Party, flustered and upset.
I know.
Is decades of thank you. I love seeing them on their heels. I love seeing them upset in front of a camera. This is priceless.
Now, this was Nancy and Chucky, and you saw Steny Hoyer over there. So heaven forbid that we have a press conference where Steny Hoyer doesn't get to speak. We don't want that. So this was rather enjoyable.
You're going to hear the president say we walked out. We were offended deeply by his treatment of the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Good.
The president, in my view, has created a crisis in the Middle East, a crisis that undermines the world's confidence in America. This crisis required a rational, reasonable discussion between those of us who have been elected by the American people to set policy.
Yes, that's right. What have you been doing for the last 2 or 3 years, Steny, or 80 years?
Deteriorated into a diatribe, as Leader Schumer has said, and a very offensive accusations being made by the President of the United States.
Were you offended, baby? He goes on to talk about, do we have the rest of that? Because he goes on to talk about being in office for six presidents, and he's been here for six presidents, and he's never been disrespected like that with a co-equal branch of government. Part of the problem, Steny, is that you have been there through six presidents. I don't know if you know that. That's another reason that Donald J. Trump is president of the United States. And I know that it's difficult for you to believe that the president didn't kiss your ass. After you've been trying to have him removed from office instead of doing your job that you were duly elected to do. Being treated so disrespectfully. It's agonizing. And this is exactly why Donald Trump is president. And speaking of that, I mean, Don's going to be in town tonight. Dallas,
that's
Texas.
Right.
He's at the American Airlines Center tonight, baby. They're lining up already.
I bet they are.
They are downtown Dallas already, man. It would almost be worth going just for the fun of it. But darn the luck, I'm busy. Look at the time.
Oh, you got shows to catch up on?
New Fall
this
TV.
This guy's a liar.
No, New Fall TV, I'm busy. I got things to do. Like, move.
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow.
How's that working out?
That's great.
Is it? You like moving, I hear.
I do. Yeah. I love it.
Well, I'm glad you...
The mistake I've made over the years, and we'll get back to the political stance here in a while, but the mistake I've made over the years for moving is that I didn't take a lot of merchandise. I kind of slowly became a hoarder with stuff. We moved from Florida to Pennsylvania. We were living in New York, and I still had the place in Florida. And then we moved from there to Texas, so I had some stuff in Pennsylvania.
You combined two locations into one.
Well, Pennsylvania and Texas, but then I also had to bring stuff from Florida to Texas.
That's what I mean.
Well, I had stuff in Pennsylvania as well.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Two places, Pennsylvania, Florida, Texas is where they join.
But then we had the in-laws, so you're talking about three.
Oh, boy.
And then my parents, You know, my mom passed away and my dad moved into another living facility. So I had stuff from that particular household.
You had some neighbors so that you wanted to be nice to.
Where are we at now,
Keith?
Four?
I think you have about,
we're about
12,
four or five?
14 people in your roof. Well, I'm saying, top I said under your roof,
yeah, no.
Under your tarp. I mean, seriously, can I complain on your behalf? Can I complain on your behalf? This man suffered tornado damage in June?
Yeah, Father's Day weekend.
Father's Day. It has been over four months.
4 months now, yeah.
I think it was June 16th. Yeah. It's over 4 months.
Now, and, you know,
and they still.
No, they won't do it. They won't do it. The owner, this is an argument not to lease, right? Is that, you know, you have issues like this. But, you know. We're out. We've got it's
half of the man's house is unlivable. There's a tarp for a roof,
which, by the way,
there's
I paid for.
So much destroy. He paid for.
Which, by the way, it wasn't done by any insurance company. By the owner who lives in California. So
I swear.
You know, whatever.
I'm angry for you at this stuff, and I don't know if you want to do this now, but I mean, it could be worse. You could have 5 inches of blood from animal guts in your basement.
Oh, yeah, we could. We're in.
Oh, look at this. Look,
oh, my gosh.
Rob put it up there. This is in Iowa.
Oh, look at that. Ugh. Holy cow. I know. That is.
So. Oh.
And is that worse? I mean, you clean up a little animal blood. You're fine. So.
At least it didn't fall in from the roof, right?
This family is getting ready to put their house on the market. Good. This is where you need realestateagentsitrust.com, baby. You need some help, bro. Now, their basement was flooded with animal blood.
Oh gosh, happy Halloween.
5 inches of, wow, that's a lot. 5 inches of animal blood, fat and bone.
Oh
my god,
so gross.
Now you ask yourself, was there some sort of sacrifice? Was the family doing some kind of deal?
What a weird family,
right? But apparently they've lived the last 10 years next to this Dahl's meat locker. Now, they haven't had any problems, of course, mm-hmm. but apparently they've been dumping hog and cattle remains down a floor drain. Now, that can't be legal. That cannot be legal, right?
There's nothing in that story
about
it. I mean, they try to discourage you from pouring like hot grease down a drain, right? But animal fat is good.
Everybody knows you're supposed to sneak outside and dump it down the sewer drain when nobody's looking, when you have a big pot of grease. Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows this.
That's a simple thing.
Yeah.
You don't just pour it down your inside drain. Everybody knows that.
And then you put it in your neighbor's
garbage can. Dumping hog and cattle remains down a floor drain. I mean, now maybe it's a special hog and cattle remain floor drain. I don't know. Maybe they had something put in.
You go to Home Depot. Yeah, do you have the hog and cattle drains?
Right. I need to put some hog and cattle remains down the drain. What can you do for me? So the Department of Health is involved. Good. It should be. And the meat processor apparently has been cooperating with the investigation, you think? But
not with the neighbors.
They haven't taken any accountability for it. They said they told the neighbors they told Nick and his family, who have the 5 inches of blood, fat, and bones in their basement.
Oh, the smell, too.
Hey, it's not our fault.
Yeah, it's not our fault.
You know what? Good luck. If you want me to do anything about it,
wait. So
it's on your dime.
Your property ended up in my house.
But it is your fault.
If your car ended up going through my front door, would that not be your fault either?
It is your fault.
Oh my gosh!
When the department—I mean, there's no
just be
way
a good neighbor
dumping the fat and bones down that drain is legal. There's yeah. just and no,
let's just
I
say,
don't believe it.
Let's just say it is, and let's just say that they have no legal coverage. They don't have to do anything. Just be a good neighbor,
right?
My gosh!
Help clean it up.
Sorry
do
that
something.
You know. And they had a bed down there. All their stuff in the basement's ruined. A bed for their toddler. They were waiting for.
I will say, if this helps get rid of stuff. Like I've got some stuff in my house that I could use some cattle bones and fat and blood all over that stuff. Oh darn the luck!
Kind of liking
gone?
This plan. I'm
is
right
it
there.
Gone? Oh, you mean we don't have to have it anymore? Oh no!
Pour that into my garage. I got the same problem.
Oh, no, darn it! Oh, I don't have to move it.
Pat Gray.
Welcome to it. Thanks for coming along for the ride today. 888-900-3393 is the phone number if you'd like to participate, and of course you can always. Tweet us at Pat Unleashed and at Jeffy JFR. We have so much to get to today. I do have some tweets. Amy What's-Her-Face was tweeted, Hillary, Bill, I think I want to run. Quick, pretend we love each other. Boy, that's a fact.
That's the only reason she stayed married to him is for higher office purposes. Period.
Occam's electric razor. Who else is excited for the rekindling of Billary? They're cuter than a bucket of dead fish. They're cuter than a basement full of blood, cow, and animal guts, man. Oh, I love them. Land of the Fleek talks about me talking about people being in office since the 1800s. Must be a nice trip down memory lane. I do remember voting for some of them.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah.
And I want to personally thank you for voting for Grover Cleveland, not once, not twice, but three occasions. So thank you for that.
He's still running. I figured, what the heck?
You're a good man.
He's got my vote. Okay. Coming up, I'm going to teach the audience how to steal Sharpies from Shorger Lem. I'm going to teach the audience how to steal Sharpies and other office supplies without getting caught. Now, while you think that's a little funny, ha, ha, ha. I'm going to teach you how to take things and get away with it that are
worth a lot of money.
Better than Sharpies and little office supplies. I mean, anybody can take office supplies.
Yep.
Office supplies are easy, right? Because they're office supplies.
Yeah.
That's what the point of having them is. So if, like, I have a couple of things in my Chewing the Fat cup here, which you should subscribe to, by the way.
Yeah.
Chewing the Fat.
Where do you go to subscribe?
You can go to any podcast platform. And hit subscribe.
Okay.
That's a wonderful thing.
Oh, very good.
But in this cup are pens and Sharpies. Now, I can say this is like putting something into a shopping cart. Until I pay for it, it ain't mine. All right? It's in a shopping cart that I'm going to purchase these things. But if I go walk by somebody's shopping cart and I go, wow, that looks good, and I put it in my shopping cart, I didn't take it from them.
Wow.
Okay? I just took it from the shopping cart.
Man, that's harsh.
People get upset because people think
that's mine. Uh-huh. That's mine. No, it's not. Uh-huh. Have you paid for it yet? No, I don't think so.
Okay, but I want to go Black Friday shopping with you.
They did the work. They did the work, man.
And I, you know what? And I appreciate it.
Thank you for your participation in getting me that off the shelf.
Wow, that looks good. You remember where you got that? Because that bad boy is mine now.
Because you're gonna have to recreate your footsteps that you just took.
I used to work with one manager, store manager, 100 years ago at Winn-Dixie.
Oh, that low prices. That's our promise. That's our way.
The beef people at the time.
Yeah.
They were actually a good company to work for at the time. Family owned and operated. But he used to walk down. People would be all lined up in the register lines to get their goods. And he'd walk by and toss like a loaf of bread in the cart. Off a bag of cookies in the car. You figure, you know, 2 out of 10, put it on the belt and say, yeah, go ahead. I didn't know I got that. Go ahead. So it's just extra sales.
I just don't understand.
What's the worst going to happen? They go, I didn't get that, and they put it on the side.
Okay, but they didn't want that.
You don't know that. He kind of felt the urge that they wanted that bag of cookies.
Yeah, and they'd be like, I've never gotten this brand.
Hilarious. It was hilarious.
But you're not there for the payoff, so that makes it cruel.
But you are. You are, because you just walk around and you start bagging.
No, I'm saying, what if they get home and they're like, what?
Well, they're there watching you scan the goods. They see it go by. It's so much fun to watch people go, wait, I didn't get that.
And what if they don't catch it? Forget it. This is ridiculous. I can't even believe I'm engaging in this conversation.
Stupid grocery store stories. Also, we got from a tweet from Ryan Patrick that is talking about this. Pat trying to get the head coaching job at BYU. He could probably do a heck of a lot better job.
Yep.
It's about time someone turned that thing around. Amen. Amen to that. Amen.
Look, I mean, desperate times call for desperate measures. And if your team is struggling like that, I mean, you got to take it upon yourself and get out there and start coaching. Just grab a whistle and let's go.
That actually, we should film that and just have Pat show up. So I'm taking over. Taking over. You get out. And also another tweet from B. DeBodine.
B. DeBodine.
I'm not so concerned about Pat now as I am the U.S. after seeing Keith's map. It looks like it was developed a tumor near Cleveland.
What's wrong? Hey, what's wrong with my map here? Hold on. Let me see.
That's really
it's
funny.
It's like a tumor? What do you mean? That's
really funny.
No,
that's
hold on. That's not a tumor. That's Michigan, Okay, I can see how you'd confuse the two.
Well, you did.
It's not a tumor.
Michigan looks like a mitten. That's
okay. Got it.
The thumb.
You know what?
I mean, I used to go to the thumb, up in the thumb as a kid.
So the thumb. Michigan. I'm trying to transpose it here. Like that, right? I got it.
Yeah, you got it. Well,
or did I get the wrong way?
A little thumb, but whatever. No, that's the right way.
It's not a tumor. It's Michigan.
We're missing Cleveland.
Oh yeah.
And he also missed the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
So, oh my gosh. Here's your UP, all right?
There's got to connect to Wisconsin.
Oh, but then where's Lake Michigan?
You ever seen a map? You ever seen a map of the U.S. before?
Look, some people don't have maps, man. I give up.
Some people out there.
Pat is somewhere in this vicinity,
yeah.
Y'all.
Yeah. He's somewhere. He'll be fine.
Yeah. He'll be back soon. Real soon.
After
BYU plays on Saturday and he coaches them to victory.
That'd be nice.
Or is it a bye week?
That actually would be nice.
Oh, that's when you do a coaching change during a bye week.
Yeah, that's when you do it.
I think we figured this out.
It's tough to do a coaching change in college, though, midseason.
Mm-hmm.
Recruiting and coaching and students, that's a tough deal. But we can talk more college football if you'd like.
No, just a heads up to Atlanta Falcons coach Dan Quinn. The Falcons' bye week is in 2 weeks, so better start winning or packing.
You know, also, I talked about Trump being in Dallas tonight. There's a big deal now that I see the story where he's, they say he's averaging 36 tweets a day. 36 tweets a day.
That's awesome.
So?
That's fun.
You know, this guy, you complain about Donald Trump so much, 36 tweets a day. Hey, this is his press conference every day, is the tweets.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
And
that is
every
his direct
time
pipeline.
This man, and you say, you know, you're so angry with him, but every time this man walks from the White House to the helicopter, the White House, the helicopter to the car to the phone, wherever he goes, he stops and talks to the press.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he gives you all kinds of access. What are you complaining about? It's just amazing. The guy cannot do anything right. It's just really fascinating. Now, earlier we talked about the economy starting to slip a little bit with the sales. Let's hope that doesn't happen. I hope he knows what he's doing.
And just think
I hope
about
that
this.
Doesn't have anything to do with the tariffs and some of the other economic impacts of things that he's doing. Because if it does,
we tried to warn him on the tariffs, man.
We are in trouble.
We tried to warn him, but Democrats won't let him be president. They literally will not let him be president, and it's frustrating.
It does seem that way. That's a big problem.
And you know, Adam Schiff, he's going to save the world, right? He's gonna one way or another. They're going to do everything they can to get that man out of office, whether it's whether it's legal or not. They're going to do anything they can.
Well, and he reportedly pressed upon his name U.S. Special Representative to Ukraine, Kurt Volker. In a secret meeting October 3rd, a couple weeks ago, to say that President Trump pressured Ukrainian officials to investigate former president and current Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his son Hunter.
So is this where we get to do the role-playing stuff?
We're going
to
do the role-play, yes. I want to tell you, I've got a special Chewing the Fat Saturday edition on Hunter Biden this week. So be sure to subscribe to Chewing the Fat.
When will that drop on Saturday?
Saturday morning.
Like what time?
Saturday morning.
I need to know specifically what time because I don't want to be
checking. If you're a subscriber, you'll get the alert.
But then if I don't subscribe, then just tell me what time it's there so I can go, oh, look, it's time to look at the Chewing the Fat download. What time would that be?
When you get up Saturday morning
and
make your coffee, that's when it is.
Okay, so you're saying that I don't have to remember or know what time it drops. If I would just subscribe to it, then it'll just automatically tell me.
It will alert you.
That's too convenient, man. I want the burden of remembering on my own.
Wow. Now, you saw Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the great Steny Hoyer.
Yes, sadly, yes. And my eyes bled in an Iowa basement because of it. Yes.
Yesterday. And you know that... those are people that would like to, along with Beto O'Rourke, and we'll get to him a little bit later. They want to take your guns. They want to get rid of your president. They want to do anything they can to have an assault, and they're already assaulting our Constitution. and rule of law. Patriot Mobile is the only cell company right now fighting this insanity and donating to causes you believe in. I mean, all the other cell companies are helping these people out, donating to them. Patriot Mobile is not. With plans as low as $25 a month, you can get nationwide service with this Patriot Mobile U.S.-backed customer service. There's still time for you to get a Moto Z3 Play for only $5 a month. I told you yesterday, they're running low, so get on it if you want the Moto Z3 Play for only $5 a month. And backed by popular demand, they're also going to waive the activation on up to two lines, but only if you use the offer code Blaze. So switching is easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Blaze, or you can call the U.S.-based team at 877-367-7524. You know as well as I do that now more than ever we need to stick together and support companies who care about this country as much as we do, and that's Patriot Mobile. 877-367-7524, 877-367-7524, or go to patriotmobile.com/Blaze. Make sure you use that offer code Blaze.
Pat Gray, Unleashed.
Welcome to it. Thanks for coming along for the ride today. Myself, Jeff Fisher, and Keith hanging in there for Pat Gray until he returns. 888-900-3393 is the phone number. And, of course, you can tweet us at Pat Unleashed and at Jeffy JFR. So Democratic House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff. Trump's got to start calling him Shifty. I'm sorry. I heard that somewhere, and I like it.
No, he calls Adam him Shifty. He calls him Shifty Schiff. It's not strong. He's done much better. I mean,
you know why he's done much better? If you want to dig into Donald Trump a little bit.
Okay.
The reason that he's done much better is because now for the past little while, he's had to come up with the nicknames himself. Remember when he was, this has been a long time ago now, when he was running for office or whatever, they did the big story on his footman down at Mar-a-Lago. The guy that was his butler forever. I can't remember his name. But he was the guy
really?
In the story.
Little Marco?
That
he came up with the nicknames. And Low
yes,
Energy Jeff.
He was the guy that came up with all these nicknames.
And Lion Ted.
It was, in that story, it talked about him being Trump's butler, and he was the guy that would come up with the nicknames for Trump to use.
Okay.
Because he started calling people
well,
by
Shifty
these different
Schiff
names.
Isn't
so
doing it for
the
me.
The last while... He's had to come up with them on his own because this guy hasn't been his butler forever. I think he's still alive. He's just not working for Trump anymore. He's just not.
Hey, but I mean, he could reach out to
he's
him and say, "Hey,
not being the footman for Trump anymore." So that's deep inside the mind of Donald Trump.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
We have all those Trump stories. I don't know if you know this, but we covered Trump extensively on the Blaze Network and the Glenn Beck radio program leading up to the election. And there were a number of stories about Donald Trump that were not positive, but
and that was one of them.
I remember him. But that was a positive story to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, big deal. Now Trump won't like it because he wants to take credit for it. But so what? It was his guy, right?
Yeah.
But that's Donald Trump will say that's crap.
Oh wait, Rocket Man! I forgot that one. That was a good one.
Rocket.
Talking about what's his face, Korean guy.
All right, so we've got some of the Unleashed players, right? We got time. Yeah, we got time for the Unleashed players.
Okay, so what we're doing here is this is going to be Adam Schiff, basically. What do you call it? A deposition, right? Something like that with the witness.
It was inside a secret questioning meeting. Yes.
Yeah.
Where they brought them. They subpoenaed Volker in to. Engage in questions and answers because they want to find Trump guilty of engaging in a quid pro quo with Ukraine, because they want to prove that he instructed
pressured,
them
yeah.
to investigate Biden in exchange for military support.
So what we're going to do here is we're going to go through this transcript. This is verbatim. We're not making this up.
No, the Washington Examiner has a breakdown of what was said.
And you'll be Shifty Schiff, and I'll be Ambassador Volker. Yay.
And you can see just what kind of douche Adam Schiff is.
Total douche.
and what he wants to, you know, what he wants to, what's the outcome to be. No question.
This is what we would call leading the witness, Your Honor. So head for it, yeah.
Me, 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 me.
Oh, that's good.
He's getting ready for the...
That's good.
Yeah, these players. Okay, got to get into character.
So you have to be a douche.
I'm a douche. I'm a douche. I'm a douche.
It shouldn't take too much of a transition for you.
That hurt.
I'm sorry.
Ouch.
Thank you. Thank you. So, part of the other context is vital military support is being withheld from Ukraine during this period, right?
Well, that was not part of the context at the time. I mean, at least to my knowledge, the Ukrainian leaders were not aware of that.
You would agree, though, that no president of the United States should ever ask a foreign leader to help intervene in a U.S. election.
I agree with that.
And that we particularly egregious if it was done in the context of withholding foreign assistance.
All right, well, we're getting now into, you know, a conflation of these things that I didn't think was actually there.
If it's inappropriate for a president to seek foreign help in the U.S. election, it would be doubly so if a president was doing that at a time when the United States was withholding military support from the country.
I can't really speak to that. My understanding of the security assistance issue...
Why can't you speak to that, Ambassador? You're a career diplomat. You can understand the enormous leverage that a president would have while withholding military support from an ally at war with Russia. You can understand just how significant that would be, correct?
I can understand that that would be significant. That's where your line. Shift persisted. Okay, that's where you pick it up.
Why can't you speak to that, Ambassador?
Wait.
See, that's what I'm saying. You missed a line.
I missed a line?
Oh, we have to. Oh, my God.
I didn't miss a line.
The Unleashed Players.
I did not miss a line. You said you can understand just how significant that would be, correct? And then I said I can understand that that would be significant.
And when the suspicion of aid became known to that country, to Ukraine, it would be all the more weighty to consider what president had asked them to do, wouldn't it?
So again, Congressman, I don't believe.
It's a pretty straightforward question.
But I don't believe the Ukrainians were aware that the assistance was being held up.
They became aware of it.
They became aware later, but I don't believe they were aware at the time, so there was no leverage implied.
We're done here. Have a nice day.
Was Volker supposedly a whistleblower?
Yeah, that's what they expected.
Whatever.
Yeah, they absolutely expected it.
Schiff, man. You're shifty.
Look, he made up quotes, right? He made up quotes in front of the whole thing is a sham.
Yeah.
The whole thing is a sham. His transcript call that was made up with just a... Everyone knows that was just a made-up thing. No. No, they don't. And you don't get to have facts when you just make them up. They're not facts if you just make them
up. Think about this.
They're just not.
He's making up stuff at a congressional hearing. He's pushing this witness to say what he wants to be said. Schiff is horrible. And I'm so sick of seeing all these articles that say why the Democrats think that Adam Schiff is the one to bring the president down. Well, first of all, your premise is let's bring the president down. It's not let's find the truth. And then look, if this is who you think is the best guy for this job, oh man, this is a big fail, and I hope it backfires a year from now.
And look, that's what brings us to yesterday, too, right, with the meeting and him and President being so angry with them and them realizing that he's not going to kiss our butts and show us the made-up respect that we think we were supposed to get.
I love it. Again, if nothing else is accomplished in this presidency, if literally, and he has done a lot, but if he didn't do anything but spend 4 or 8 years frustrating the Democratic leadership, it was successful. Yeah, I mean, very successful presidency.
Yeah, he's already done
that. Pat Gray, Unleashed.
Thank you very much for coming along for the ride today. Pat Gray, missing in action. He'll be back soon. Don't worry about it. Just relax. Dry your eyes. Take it easy. I know people are starting to get a little concerned, especially those that are tweeting us at Pat Unleashed and at Jeffy JFR. In fact, we already got a tweet from Christopher's Maps and Such As.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffy is that guy we see starting all the brawl videos on Black Friday. Now, I don't see. Look, all I'm saying is that
first of all,
there are times when people think that what's in the cart is theirs. Okay. Now, I guess maybe legally there may be an implied ownership in the shopping cart, but it's really not yours until you purchase it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Exhibit A for why society is breaking down. Right there, that guy.
From Puff the Magic Biden. Jeff, you go easy on Keith. Not only is he terrible at math, but clearly he's one of the U.S. Americans that doesn't have maps, like such as. Well, he claimed that. He told us that already.
Wait, my map was fine.
You told, but you clearly don't have any maps. From Swank Tank, the guy at Winn-Dixie was the precursor to Amazon knowing what you want to buy. Thank you. He just figured you needed that. You know what? You need that. No problem. Don't worry about it. And we have from at Pat Unleashed, I don't want to see what mayhem looks like in that Allstate commercial with animal blood covering the floor. Really, no kidding. Look.
Yeah, we're talking about the basement there in Iowa. And
it is
the neighbor's blood from animal carcasses.
We talked last
up.
Hour about it backed up because they live next door to a slaughterhouse or an animal, yeah. You know, a killing animal facility. And they.
Look at that.
I know.
Came up through the drain.
I know.
So in other words, they're saying this would make a great like Allstate.
And I love those commercials.
Yeah.
That guy's made a fortune with those commercials. Good for him.
It's a good Allstate where you can save money and be better protected from mayhem like me.
Animal blood coming up through the floor. Like he's just laying there.
Ugh. Yes.
No, you know what would be worse than that? Would actually be the farmer's commercial. Because then they would actually just dump buckets of blood on the guy or whatever in the basement. Gosh.
Right. Well,
are farmers. Blood comes into the scene. You know, they do a little miniature version of it or something.
We have experience. No
and so, you know what it'd be? On the farmer's commercial, it'd be like a Barbie dollhouse. And it would just, okay, enough.
Now, according to Gender McGenderface on Twitter, that blood is illegal. He claims that Gender McGenderface, and I say he, and I apologize.
Right. What are you doing there, dude?
I worked at a poultry plant. Every aspect of the animal is used for product, from meat to bones to blood. Right. Even the wastewater is supposed to be recycled. Nice lawsuit. There's no question. I agree with you, Gender McGenderface. Whether you're he or she, I don't know what you read.
Or they,
right?
Or error, or whatever the other terms are that we learned from Walgreens, coast.
But it cannot be legal. And from yesterday, we got a tweet talked about what we talked about yesterday from the Steve 42. I'd pay $40 for a brand new movie. I'd invite 40 of my closest friends and charge $3. See, that's where you're starting to get into.
That's a Jeffy scam right there.
It is, but it's really illegal. But go ahead. You can't make a profit from that stuff. That's why they tell you can't watch it.
Hold the phone.
But it's a good idea. No, it's a good idea. I agree.
I've never, ever in my life heard this man backpedal.
I'm not backpedaling. I'm just saying it's illegal.
It's illegal.
I'm trying to work a deal between big theater and big Hollywood and people. I'm working for the people. So I can't be for the stealing of merchandise and property from big theater and Hollywood until after the deal is done.
# but it's illegal. Who are you? During the break, did somebody switch bodies with you?
Now, I will teach you how to steal stuff soon.
Oh, yes.
I'll make that right. Yes. So I'll make it up to you. But it made me think that we talk about app wars going on all the time. There's AMC Theaters, big theater. Big theater getting into the streaming business with a new on-demand service from AMC Theaters. They're going to have about 2,000 titles from the big studios, and it's going to be available on mobile app, Roku, smart apps, the chain site. You're going to be able to rent or buy movies from the AMC streaming service. It's going to cost about $3 to $6 to rent, $10 to $20 to buy them. Good luck. There's all kinds of places. I mean, there's not an app that you can't do that on now. So I don't know that AMC is going to be able to really pull that off. But they say in the story, and they talk about how the interest is still going to be where if it's a movie that's in the theaters, you're not going to be able to rent it. and the traditional 90-day theatrical window. No, I mean, we've got to cut that shorter. That's part of my deal, is 90 days is too long. And those talks that they were trying to, you know, create a smaller window for those for select titles that are still in the movie theaters have now stopped. I'm trying to bring those talks back together. That's what I'm doing here. I'm a helper. And because that's why I say, if you were to bring people into your home and charge them to watch a movie, it would be illegal. I can't support anything like that.
Mm-mm.
Especially like that. Also, we had news that I found fascinating. You know, I talked yesterday about how I want to be able to... I'm giving you another million-dollar idea. I mean, just go listen yesterday about the cable. I was going to start. I'm also going to start it again. But I read an article that talked about if you could pause live radio. And I thought, well, I mean, that's a good idea. And I don't know that why it hasn't been done yet.
Now, this is something that they're talking about, right?
And yeah, pausing live radio.
Yeah. Really? Okay, so I want to tell you that it was, oh my gosh.
Oh boy.
15 years ago, maybe, that I worked for a large radio company.
Really?
Yeah, and they had
there's only a couple big companies you want to.
A very, very large radio company.
Okay.
And they had the employees kind of brainstorm. It was like a contest.
I love, I knew
exactly what was going on there. And so they said, hey, anybody got any good innovative ideas for radio looking ahead? Any kind of suggestions we could put in the hopper? And the local facility I was working at, I suggested, hey, it would be really cool if you could just pause live radio. And this was before we had apps and stuff like that. It was just, you know, it was radio. And I was laughed out of the room. No.
What?
Pause live radio. What are you doing?
What an idiot.
Don't you even write like that idiot. One. Don't write it down. Yes. Don't write. Keith, go play a commercial. Seriously. And I was like, wait, that's great because I have to get out, you know, got to get my kids put in the car, right. Something like that. I want to pause.
But I want to hear what the show is.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And we talk a lot about, I mean, there are plenty of times where I just had to sit in my car and listen because I didn't want to go away. Well, that's great. But if you have to get out, pause.
Yes.
Now in today's,
or you're going through the drive-thru or something like that. It's like I have to interact with a human being. Could I just pause this for just a couple seconds here and then get back to the
and
show?
I don't want to hear from you. I got it. We could already do that. There's the tune-in apps and all the other. Yeah. You listen to all the podcasts. You can pause it. No, that's not what I'm talking about. Okay, I get
in the car.
In the story, they talk. That's what they're talking about. Now, in the story, they're not talking about what you and I are talking about.
Oh, really?
Which is surprising. In the story, they're talking about how they're going to create. You know, the company is going to have their app that you can listen to the shows on. But you could do that already.
Yeah, that's not an innovation.
I mean, well, it is kind of if you're listening to the shows live through their app, right?
Okay,
you're not
if it's
listening
live.
To it, right? You're not listening to it.
I think they do that now.
But I'm talking about is the...
On the console.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, just like I can pause a live show that comes through my cable box.
Like on a DVR?
No problem.
That's exactly what... That's how I sold it. I was like, yeah, it's like a DVR, you know? No, it wasn't like that. What, are you kidding me? Can you imagine if you're going on a long road trip and you could store them up? I realize they're called podcasts, but we're talking about in
just
the car.
Live radio.
Right.
Just live radio. If you're listening to a show, pause. And then bring it back. And I realized we've got to have the technology for that, right? I mean, they have the technology. I do that now for television shows. Pause, and I can walk away. Now, I will say, I talked a little bit about this yesterday on Chewing the Fat. The cable company that I have now here in Texas, mm-hmm. If I pause, walk away, it only pauses it for like 30 minutes.
That's dumb.
It really makes me mad.
Yeah.
And then another thing that it does that really makes me angry is that let's say I'm watching a show and if it's from a network, all right, and I'm watching a show, and it doesn't matter what it is. It could be a movie. It could be a New Fall TV. It could be whatever I'm watching, but you pause it. And then I don't come back in time before it goes away, right? Mm-hmm. So And then it goes to another show. Like the network goes to a new show. All right. So you still got it paused. But I was watching, you know, Bill's Pants. And then it goes to Cindy's Pants. And that comes for the lack of a better name for shows. Bill's Pants and Cindy's Pants. Yeah, I love those shows. They air them back to back.
I mean, there's one of those shows that I like much more than the other, I'll tell you that. But continue.
But let's say, okay, so
once
I pause
you cross that threshold into Cindy's Pants.
So it's still a pause, but once the 30 minutes is up, it goes to Cindy's Pants, and I can't go back to Bill's Pants, where I paused it. It's agonizing. It drives me insane.
I mean, once you go to Cindy's Pants, you don't want to go to Bill's Pants.
But I do, because I paused it on Bill's Pants.
You never go back to Bill's Pants but after I do. You see I want Cindy's to. Pants.
That's my point. I want to. So I used the cable company I had in Florida. You could pause that thing. I could drive to California and back. That thing would still be paused.
Still be waiting for you.
It's still sitting there for me.
They don't change DVRs, man. No kidding. Yeah.
I mean, it has to happen.
What's
so
the
why does that happen
that?
On radio?
Yeah,
why?
I don't know. But, I mean, that was a multi-million dollar idea presented to you 15 years ago, large company who shall remain nameless.
I mean, it's just amazing, right? It's fascinating to me about these ideas. But then, and look, Big Theater killed. What's the movie company where you spent that's out of business now? I mean, they shut them down with bought a ticket and you could go see so many movies.
Yeah, what was that called, y'all?
Oh, gosh darn it.
Movie Pass, yeah.
Movie Pass, yeah. Mm-hmm. Big Theater shut that down. Have a nice day. But you can still do that. I mean, AMC still got their little tickets. You could do that, but it's not the same. It's not the same kind of deal. So I don't know how you break through into Big Theater. That's my sticking point after all that. But Keith, I'm amazed that you were laughed out of the room for Pause Live Radio.
Yeah.
And now that's what they're talking about. Fascinating.
I mean, this
fascinating.
But anyway, whatever.
I mean, look, they already have it's. I don't know how the technology is already there. They're already radio stations all over the country have what I call squeeze boxes,
mm-hmm.
and it's almost like a delay system. You know, like what the audio goes into a box
mm-hmm.
or into a system, and then it stores in the system, and it just sits there. Da, 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 and then however long you want, like the delay system, let's say 15 seconds or 10 seconds or 30 seconds, then it holds it for that long and then it shoots it out the other side. And that's what you hear.
So the purpose of that is if it's a 60-minute show and you're trying to squeeze in an extra minute,
right?
Then you are putting that minute commercial.
You're compressing
and
that
then
audio.
That 60 minutes now becomes 59 minutes and they're a little bit faster because
you're compressing that audio. And some shows you could compress to get that 90 seconds of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that many of you listen to Rush Limbaugh compressed, but many of you listen to Rush Limbaugh compressed, and maybe you don't realize it. I'll never forget the first time I listened to Rush live
mm-hmm.
without the compression.
Right.
And I thought, what is wrong with that audio? There's something wrong with it.
His voice is a lot deeper than I remember.
What is going on? He's not talking as fast. The show, what's happening?
What makes me laugh is when these stations screw up, and then they squeeze it so much, then it's just hyperspeed.
It's too compressed,
and you're like...
Right, and or they forget the timer is wrong. Like if they change programming, a lot of times they forget to reset the squeeze box. Which, by the way, that'd be the program director's job. I'm just saying, maybe you ought to do your job. But I noticed that with some of the program changings, not any city in particular, Dallas, changed had the squeeze box on, and then they put a new show on, but they haven't reset the compression. So, as to your point, you end up having Mickey Mouse, and you're like, come on, somebody reset the box.
And then they can't do anything about it for the next hour. Either that or they just have to go live like olden times.
Just do it live. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. It's really amazing.
So there's inside radio talk for you.
It is a little inside
Jesse
radio
and Keith
talk.
The morning time.
A little upset over the Pause Live Radio.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So if you are like millions of people across America that hurt yourself sleeping, or you wake up with the weather changing and you realize that every joint in your body aches, and you wonder, I don't remember hurting those fingers like that, except it's been just arthritis. And you want to live without that pain? Relief Factor. Let Relief Factor help you. You know, Americans spend over $2,000 a year just to combat their pain. Now, I would venture to say that that is a low amount of money, but I'll go with what the spot says. I think people spend more than that. And 66% of people expect to live the rest of their life with some pain. I'm definitely in that 66%. No question. There's no. There's not a chance. Even with the help of Relief Factor, who has helped greatly, there's still going to be some pain there. But Relief Factor is going to ease that pain, and has even eased my pain. Helped me a lot, actually, since my heart event, and I haven't been able to take ibuprofen anymore. And I thought, all right, give it a shot, see what happens. And it's helped dramatically. We have clients tell us all the time how Relief Factor has changed their lives by helping with their pain. It's 100% drug-free. It's created by doctors. They offer a three-week quick start program for only $19.95. It's a dollar a day, like a trial pack. 70% of people who order the three-week quick start go on to order more. It's four key ingredients that help your body's fight against inflammation. Get your life back with Relief Factor and their three-week quick start program for only $19.95. If you're in pain, I mean, really, what have you got to lose? Yeah, you've got pain to lose. Drug-free and a natural way to ease your pain. Get your life back. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
Okay, let's be clear. I'm not doing that.
I'm sorry?
I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Welcome to it, Pat Unleashed. 888-900-3393 is the phone number. You can tweet us at Pat Unleashed and at Jeffy JFR. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's time to talk a little bit about how people do things. People get caught stealing things all the time.
And that's not okay.
And
stealing things. Are you going to convince us otherwise?
They get caught because they get nervous and start looking around. And start, like, if you walk up on something, listen, like, for example, a man in San Francisco at an art gallery saw a Salvador Dali painting on the wall. And the painting is the surrealistic bullfight, burning giraffe, which I love Salvador Dali. And there's, if you ever get an opportunity to go to the Dali Museum in St. Petersburg, Florida, it's great. I'm a huge fan of Dali. In fact, I have a drawing from Dali in my home, as a matter of fact, a hand drawing from Salvador. But my father-in-law thinks it's his.
Oh, no.
Wow, is he wrong.
Okay.
He is dumb if he thinks that thing is his. Mm. But anyway, so this guy goes to the gallery, and he looks at the Salvador Dali. Decides, I like that. Takes it off the wall, carries it out. Gone. They watched the video. They just watched him carry it right out. He just picks it up off the wall, carries it out. It happened quickly.
Wow.
The gallery director was speaking with other customers at the time, and I turned around and he was walking out the door with my $20,000 Dali. That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
So just grab it and go.
You don't look around.
Uh-huh.
It's silly.
Just act like it's yours and keep moving.
And to be honest, let's say I wanted to steal a Sharpie. And I didn't want people to know that I stole the Sharpie. So I say, oh, there's a Sharpie. And I just put it in my pocket and I don't look at it. I just continue on. I continue to tell you about the Dali painting.
Okay.
And then once the cameras are off and nobody's in the room, then I can take my Dali.
Yeah, once you're 10 miles from here.
I can take my Sharpie out and make sure that it's the Sharpie I wanted or if it's worthy or not. And I can either throw it away or I can bring it back. I can bring it back and come back in the next day and I could just sit there and when no one's, you know, just. And I can continue to tell you about the San Francisco Art Gallery that the Dali Museum is gone. And you just don't think about it. So when you're walking along and you go, ooh. Is that a backpack? Is that a backpack just sitting there all by itself? Now, you're supposed to say something, right? See something, say something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you hope that the backpack isn't an explosive device.
And when it tilts, it explodes. Yeah, and that's how you're going to go out.
So maybe in today's world, you might not want to pick up the backpacks. That's come to think of it.
You're gonna
I need
stop.
To rethink that.
No, someone, okay, I'm not even going to say what I was going to say.
I need to rethink that as a second. I might want to double check the backpack. All right, let's use a wallet for an example.
Okay.
Let's use a wallet. Or a purse. Even if you're a man, you see a purse, you're on the train. I'm not saying that it ever happened, but I used to take the train every day from, the Northeast Corridor there from Trenton to Manhattan every day, back and forth. And you see, let's say you get up and you're walking out of the train and you're the last person to get off the train, and on the seat there's a purse.
Oh, no.
Right?
Jeffy.
And so that'd be wrong to just leave the purse there, because if you get off the train and the person might be looking for it and you could give it to them. And then if nobody was looking for it, then it would be yours, right? So.
Right?
Right?
Are you asking? Are you looking for some sort of validation here?
I am, because you would just take it and you'd hop down off the train and you'd kind of, you just walk. And if somebody says something to you, if somebody says, hey, that's my purse. I just found it. I was going to go turn it in.
You're despicable.
Or you just continue to walk on.
So wait. So why is it in your bag? Why did you already put my purse in your bag?
I had to go walk up the stairs.
I walk up the stairs, but wait, it's not that heavy. It's just a little purse. Why'd you have to, if I didn't know better, I would think you're stealing that purse.
Yeah, well, that's because you do know better. You knew I was just taking it off the train for you. I want to try to catch up to you. I'm so happy that I did. Happy that I caught up to you. So the point is, we've talked forever, about seeing things on the side of the road, and it goes against my... goes against everything in my being not to stop and pick up what's on the side of the road. I feel bad for days after I drive by. Like, you drive by and there's a suitcase, or if there's a suitcase or a backpack on the side of the road, I'm stopping and picking it up. I am. We hear stories all the time, people reporting, I found $800,000 in a suitcase and I turned it in. I got news for you. If I find 800 grand in the suitcase, you ain't going to know it, okay? Unless there's footage of some guy picked up a suitcase of 800,000. See, that's what I've told you before about how to, when they have the stories of the armored trucks falling over and there's money flying everywhere, and then they try to scare you into turning the money back in because we've got pictures of you out there picking up the money. Okay, no problem. I'll tell you how to get around that. You want to know?
Yeah, let's go.
Pick up as much cash as you can. You know you're on camera. They're picking you up. Pick up as much cash as you possibly can. Yep. I mean, deep pocket as much as you can from that armored car money. Then take a small percentage back to the police department and just say, here you go. This is all I got. You got my picture. You got my picture on camera? Yeah, that was me.
Yeah.
I picked it up. This is all I picked up. That's all I got. Sorry. Man, that's thank you. I want to be honest with you. I realized
my conscience. I couldn't sleep.
I couldn't live with myself.
Yeah,
and that's there. You go. You're good to go. And then you're good. I just want to say you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay.
Such a helper. You know that.
It's Pat Gray Unleashed on the Blaze.
Welcome to it. Thank you so much for coming along for the ride today. 888-900-3393 is the phone number, and you can tweet us at Pat Unleashed and at Jeffy JFR. We were going to talk a little bit earlier about Boris Johnson saying that he had a plan to complete the Brexit deal, and it looks like it was just announced that the deal is ready to go on Brexit. So congratulations. Good. I mean, I hope that's the case. They need to be. If they don't work that deal out, that's a shame.
But Parliament still has to agree, right? So
the reports are that the UK agrees to the Brexit deal. So I mean, unless they want burning in the streets, man, they pretty much have.
No, Boris Johnson tweeted out, "We got a great new deal that takes back control. Now Parliament should get Brexit done on Saturday."
They will. And they will. I think they have to. They have to.
We've been here before. We'll see.
No, we'll see. They can't this time. It's too close. If they do. And they pull their elite crap again? Then now they're in trouble. Now, I mean, they've actually slapped the people in the face long enough. We know better. We know better than what you voted for. But how do you know better than what we voted for? Because we do. We're better than you. So They have to. Also, if you hadn't heard this morning, Elijah Cummings, congressman from Baltimore, passed away last night at the age of 68. Very sad. At 2:45 a.m. this morning, he was pronounced dead. They're saying it was complications concerning longstanding health challenges. I'm not sure what that means, but he did have heart event issues a few years ago, so perhaps that was a harder battle for him than others, but very sad news on Elijah. Yeah. And wait for the great battle of who's going to replace him from the Democratic hellhole of Baltimore. Hmm. We also have, I got some, I want to warn you a little bit for your safety. You know, we're coming up on the holidays, and, you know, it's Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I don't want you to get hurt. Everybody loves the little pretty little caterpillars roaming around. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've ever seen these little fuzzy caterpillars. If you're watching on Blaze TV, we'll show you what they look like. They're cute little caterpillars.
Looks like a hairball that a cat might cough.
Right,
up.
They're so cute, aren't they? Yeah, they're dangerous.
Yeah.
Don't be playing with them. Don't be playing with them at all. The little cuddly caterpillars are poisonous. Okay. So
really poisonous.
They
don't mess around.
The American dagger moth caterpillar.
Dagger moth caterpillar.
I mean, no. The puss caterpillar, one of the most venomous of its kind in the USA. Florida, Texas, South Carolina.
Yeah, we've seen these around the yard.
And so, I mean.
Don't mess.
Don't mess. Don't do it. And there's also something else that we shouldn't mess with. The Paris Zoo.
Oh, no, I don't. This one's scary.
The Paris Zoo has unveiled what they're calling a blob organism that apparently has no brain and 720 sexes, and I'm not sure.
I don't get that. What does that mean?
I think it just means that when they come together, they can create anything wherever they're at. That's
either that or it's taking advantage of all the options available to it when it identifies.
Yeah,
but do you want to see this video? We'll have to narrate
it. It's like a fungus.
Yeah.
It's really, really strange. Now,
okay. So first time ever. It's a Paris zoo. They got a new occupant there. It's
look at this thing.
The
man.
Blob. They're calling it the blob. So it's just this gross yellow snot-looking thing.
It's a brainless organism.
Mm-hmm.
Now it
all over the world it exists.
It says it can eat and solve problems.
Eats
can we pause it for just a second?
Problems.
Stop. No, just pause. Just for a second. Just pause.
Give us some math.
I'd like to know how they have decided that it can solve problems.
I wonder if you put like a barrier in front of it, does it just like
that's,
go around?
And I think that's what that's like the pig digging with the stick, right? It can use tools. No, it's like the blob goes up to a wall and says, "Oh, I should go right to go around the wall." That's not really. It's not really problem solving.
Let's see what else we got here. The blob's really one of the most extraordinary things on Earth today. Why is he speaking gibberish? But it's been here for millions of years. We don't know what it is. We don't know if it's an animal, if it's a fungus, if it's in between. Sometimes it's
capable of memory too.
Like an animal capable of memory,
yeah.
Adapting behaviors. Oh gosh, it solves problems.
Behaving like an animal. I want to see what they consider problems.
She feeds it like Quaker oats. Look at the box. It says Quaker oats. We see it evolve. We don't see it growing directly with the naked eye. You have to come back 2 hours or even 4 hours later. Jibber jabber. Okay.
How about we
really
film
see
it?
The evolution?
How about
right.
We
can
film
you just put a camera? Anyway, that's creepy, dude. That is the blob.
Why are we even messing with this?
Why
thing?
Are we? I am terrified.
Kill
where this leads.
It.
Pour some bleach on it and call it done.
Kill
move on.
It.
This thing's probably from some other planet. It's been spying on us.
I mean, let's be clear. There are two entities on Earth that have never been killed that we are still have to be worried about. There's the blob.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget the documentary from 1958 or 59,
mm-hmm.
The movie The Blob.
Yeah.
We never did kill it.
Well, we froze
it. We dropped it.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, no. What? I didn't want to spoil people. I didn't want to give them the spoiler.
So let's put these in the Arctic Circle.
We didn't kill it. Yeah, we just dropped it, right? We just dropped it into the ice. We didn't kill it.
Okay, so sorry. All right, there you go.
And the other movie was a movie called The Boogans that nobody saw. We just locked those into a mountain. But
the
Boogans.
The Boogans. Can you spell this for me?
Boogans? I saw it once. It's an old sci-fi movie. It's called The Boogans.
Sounds.
They just locked them in a mountain.
B-rate.
Well, yeah, but we're safe right now because they're still locked in the mountain. I think maybe not. Maybe the blob in Paris is the Boogans. I don't know.
All right. Well.
But we do not need to be messing with this. We don't need to be bringing it out.
Right. And they look
into the world.
Like back in the blob's like home planet, they're like getting these transmissions. They're going, look at this. They've set up like this. We're an exhibit in a zoo now.
Yeah.
I mean, we are right where we want to be. Access to all the life forms there on Earth, the zoo, all these animals and stuff.
I know.
We got everything right here.
I mean, now they're saying they found evidence of life in the 70s. According to one of their former senior scientists, they found alien life in the 70s on the Martian surface more than 40 years ago. Did they? I mean, I don't know. They said they had an experiment known as labeled release. Which is intended to look at signs for life on the planet. When they came back, it indicated that there was something there. I don't know. We've had people tell us now that we're going to be aware of alien life within the next 30 years.
We just were. It's in Paris right now. It's yellow. It's part animal, part fungus. They call it the blob. And I think it's moving at a very slow pace, just kind of throwing us off. Because one day it's going to sprint across the whole continent of Europe, and before we know it, it's going to be everywhere. This thing's evil. I can just sense evil. That's evil.
It does appear that way.
Something bad's going to go down there.
I didn't like it at all. But I will say that at least we're preparing for space now with our space travel.
That's good.
We've got I know we just reported that. Remember a while ago, they talked about the. Women's Day on the spacewalk from out in space, but they couldn't do it because they couldn't find a suit that would fit. Gosh darn it, I didn't have the right suit, so they could only one of the women could go. So
right.
I couldn't do it. So they finally sent up another suit that I guess is suitable.
What, UPS UPS finally delivered it up there.
Suitable.
Sorry about that. Anyway, walked right over your punchline there.
Yes. Yeah.
My apologies.
Amazon dropped it off. Amazon dropped it off.
Is that eligible for two-day shipping to the space station?
If you're a Prime member. And so they will have the all-lady spacewalk coming very soon. So
thank goodness.
Right. But they're going to be wearing the NASA suits, the NASA fashion suits.
Oh,
now, I know that we have the new Virgin Galactic suits that were donned yesterday or the day before. They're kind of like space jumpsuits.
Yeah.
They're
like footy pajamas with...
Yeah. I mean, they look kind of cool. It looks like these spacesuits are those one size fits all, which is not really true.
one size fits most.
Yeah, one size does not fit all. Oh. I just want to be clear about that. I found that out a long time ago. Yeah, I mean, they're kind of cool. Kind of cute looking little spacesuits there. So be ready for this is Virgin Galactic. Be ready for a SpaceX. Be ready for everybody to have their own little
space suits. Yeah, it kind of looks like a speed skater suit.
Not
on this version here, but when it was zoomed out, like the pant legs, see that? It looks kind of like...
It does look similar to the speed skaters, yeah.
At least the bottoms, yeah.
I'm sure they're designed and developed so much better than the speed skater uniforms. Speed skaters, still could be started.
Oh, yeah? You don't like the speed skaters? Man, when I was a kid, Winter Olympics would come on. I would put on my socks and I would... My house that I lived in, like the living room was here and it was connected to the kitchen.
Ice skates.
Yeah, so I'd come home from school and I would run around there and I'd go sliding through the kitchen. And yeah, that's absolutely sad. Injured myself, that's but it was sad. So fun. It's only child, man. I was bored.
I hate skating and the ice.
Yeah.
And
sorry, Mom,
so
I broke
much.
That chair when I was coming around the corner one time when I was in sixth grade. I was speed skating in the kitchen.
Oh, man, do I hate
that. That was me. Sorry.
But be ready for it. I mean, we're in the space wars now, really. I know that they say that SpaceX has submitted paperwork for 30,000 more Starlink satellites.
Whoa.
Do we not have enough flying around the planet? Apparently not.
Right. Do we have room in the skies for this?
They've asked the SpaceX has asked the International Telecommunication Union to arrange a spectrum for 30,000 additional Starlink satellites. It's already planning the world's largest low Earth orbit broadband constellation by far. Now, they already have 12,000 approved by the FCC to go up. And they've got 20 other filings for 1,500 satellites apiece. We've got, there's so much space junk up there. It's pretty amazing. And those of you that have started watching season 10 of Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Are listening to a podcast called The Talking Walking Dead under the
that's a cool
heading
name.
Of Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Uh-huh.
You'll know that we're into two shows
in
the season 10.
Talking Walking Dead.
But the show Walking Dead actually opens, this is a spoiler alert if you haven't seen season 10 yet, episode 1.
They kill it with ice?
The show opens with a satellite crashing back into Earth.
Uh-oh.
And so that's what's going to happen, right? I mean, the end times are coming. We got 50 to 100,000 satellite links flying around above the Earth.
Wait a minute. Your sign that the
down.
End times is here is satellites crashing to Earth,
yes.
Not dead people roaming the planet?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, uh-huh. So, a couple of dead people.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Hey, you ever wonder, before you look up and you go, is that a satellite or... Is that just a plane crashing in the neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
You still want to look good, right? So you got to lose some weight.
Mm-hmm.
And losing weight is hard because we can't seem to control our appetite to lose that weight. And you've tried and tried and tried. Dry your eyes. It's not your fault. Scientists now understand it's not about willpower. It's our nature. Our brains, your brains, my brains, wired for survival. To tell our bodies we need more calories. No matter how much we eat, it's just we need more, we need more, we need more. Luckily, the body naturally produces a molecule called OEA. That is supposed to send a signal to your brain that you're full. Some of us may have an OEA deficiency, and that's where we need Riduzone. But Riduzone will help that OEA deficiency. It was developed to provide... the gap that we need with OEA, Riduzone. It's safe, vegetarian, gluten-free, that simply tells your body, stop eating. Stop it. You're full. So go to Riduzone.com. Stop fighting nature and manage your hunger and your weight with Riduzone. It's America's number one weight management supplement for OEA. Use a promo code PAT. You're going to get 30% off a 3-month supply. Hello. Order. Riduzone today. Riduzone.com. Riduzone.com. I spell that right. Riduzone.com. Riduzone.com. Offer code PAT. Get yourself 30% off for 3 months.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
All right, Jeffy. Yeah. I apologize. This is my last chance, you know.
Oh, no. No, I don't know it's your last chance. Are you leaving?
Well, no, I'm just saying that, like, there's an animal video that we haven't gotten to yet. Pat's not here. And so I want to take advantage of the opportunity and play this animal video. Would you mind?
Does he allow these?
Watch this. Bull goes after man.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Flips him up. Oh, no. Now, wait for it.
Did he come back? I hope so.
Wait for it. Don't turn around. Don't turn around.
Oh, shoot. It was a double act. Oh, we have to see
you
that.
Like that.
Yeah.
You like that.
I have the double
yes.
act.
Again. Watch this. Guy takes it
without. It's a different bull. I love it.
He doesn't see it.
Hiding from that one.
He doesn't see it.
He comes down. Let's go. Let's get out of here.
He's running away. And
get out of here.
Don't turn around.
We got to look at the other one. Oh. I mean, I don't know what kind of cologne he was wearing, but I would never wear that cologne again. Ever. I mean, holy cow. That's look, being in the ring with those bulls like mm-hmm. that, man, that takes some guts.
Yep.
That takes some guts. Okay. And then, you know,
but that was stupid. That looked like some like radio station contest or something there.
Would you ever run with the bulls?
I would never do that. No, that's stupid. I get hurt without running with bulls. I'll probably die there. But this guy, he learns a lesson. You don't turn around, you become Lot's wife.
Right.
Okay? And you're just a pillar of salt.
I mean, that,
this guy
that's
here
amazing.
With got the, a double,
with the double
shot
up
from the bull.
I know. That's fantastic. That was a different bull, right?
Yeah.
Right, so it looked like a different bull.
Yeah. The second one was black and white, right? And
yeah,
the first one was all
right.
Black.
It looked like a different bull.
We'll post this video at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. You got to see this. It's so good.
Oh, man. That's having a bad day.
That's called don't expose yourself to a ring full of bulls, and that won't happen.
Yeah, that's having a bad day.
By the way, I think we have a winner on the Adam Schiff nickname patrol here. Chuck McDonald 34 tweets us Shady Schiff.
Shady Schiff.
Shady Schiff works.
Shady Schiff,
right?
I like that.
It's better than Shifty Schiff.
Shifty.
Anyway, good job.
Shifty
with that
Shady.
One, Chuck.
Yeah. Shady Schiff.
So anyhow, I'm glad we could get the animal video in there. That was fun.
To get all state, where you can save money and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
And he's this guy, the mayhem guy, is probably doing like bull horns or something. The Tonka. I don't know.
Yesterday we talked about robots and robots who have they can give you informed consent if you're a robot, which I completely agree with. When I purchase them, that's their informed consent. They're robots. But we got one tweet talked about overheard complaint call to the call center for the sex robot company. By the way, that's a good call center to work for. That's a good gig.
It's a good gig.
Sex robot line, how can I help you? The consent button on my sex robot is stuck. She won't stop saying, not tonight. I have a headache. See, that's the problem. That's the problem. That's what's going to happen. No, they're robots. I mean, people are, you make jokes about my sex robot just informed me it has a headache. Not tonight.
Hashtag me too. From the robot. Awesome. Seriously, if that's where we're at in society, we're protecting robots.
I know.
I thought your receipt was the consent form.
I agree.
Okay.
I personally believe that receipt is a consent form. Now, the thing is, some people have, I also saw some comments about, purchasing a sex robot. Really, the point is, it used to be the point where you would, if you purchase something like that, it's a rental. Because you want them to leave. But a robot, you could just shut off. That's the whole point. So you just put her back in the closet and you're good to go. That's all I'm saying. At Pat Unleashed and at Jeffy JFR is the Twitter account. Thanks for coming along for the ride today. We've got some guy coming up on the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn Beck or something.
Yeah, Glenn Beck. We're giving him a shot.
Some other.
Here on the network.
We talked about the Fort Worth.
If he does
shooting.
A good job, we might keep him around. Oh, Mercury1.org. Quick reminder, don't forget about the ball. Mercury1 ball. Go there to buy raffle tickets for the Mercedes-Benz that Jeffy's already ruined.
And the ball is the 26th, so we'll see you there. Get your tickets. Mercury1.org. We talked about, Fort Worth shooting. The guy's in jail. He has been charged with murder, and it's obviously still not going to be good enough with anyone involved because we haven't put him in town square and been able to stone him and been able to bleed him to death and then put new blood in him and bring him back to life and restone him again. So I'm, and really what they, they're saying that, it's a horrible, tragic incident that this lady lost her life. And, they talked about her having a weapon now. And, the police officer, we showed you the video the other day. He doesn't even finish with show me your hands and the bullet goes off. It looks terrible for him, but we'll see. It's the way America is, but obviously it's not, obviously him not having a job anymore and being in jail isn't enough. What is enough? Money? Or do we actually just want to stone him? In town square. I don't know. I'm asking. Is that what you mean by it's not enough? Is that we want money? Or is it we want to put him in town square and stone him? I don't know. I'm asking. You tell me. But that story will be with us for quite a while.
Yeah, and it should absolutely not be an issue that this woman had a firearm in her possession in her own home, pointing it toward the window. You're sneaking around the back of a house at 2:30 in the morning. that officer is lucky that he wasn't shot.
Correct. I mean, if that's the case, if it's the case that she was holding the weapon inside her home and she saw that it was a police officer, because they made a big deal about, well, he's wearing his police uniform and it's obvious he's a police officer, then she's the one with the restraint.
Right, absolutely. And she had a flashlight shining in her face, by the way, so how could she possibly see what he was wearing? We'll never know, but the other officer on the scene said that all he could see was her face. He couldn't even see the weapon.
Which is why the officer said, show me your hands.
Right.
Okay? But there was no opportunity for her to show him her hands.
And if this is a welfare check, as it's been reported, and that poor neighbor, the conscience, I saw an interview with him. He feels absolutely horrible, of course. Why aren't they knocking on the door? I know the door was open.
The door was open.
The door was open, but the screen door, so to speak, you know, the glass door was still there. Could have knocked on that. I'm just saying, it's an impossible job being a police officer, okay? But by every account that I'm hearing, he did not follow protocol whatsoever.
Well,
and this is so tragic
and
could have been avoided with common sense.
And maybe, perhaps, in that area, I'm not familiar with where the house is, where this lady lived.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's an area that has to be a crime area. I don't know.
I don't know.
You're right, though. I mean, you're right with it's a welfare check, and it does appear that it was done wrong.
Yeah, and I'm being told it's a bad neighborhood.
See?
But seriously, here's what you do.
But you
police, come on, you've got to. And I do not want our officers in any more line of fire or any more at risk than they already are. But you've got to announce yourself as a peace officer. You've just got to. I'm sorry.
And you could be ready for a fight down in Austin, Texas, as well. Because Governor Abbott has had just about enough of the homeless people in Austin.
Oh, yes.
He tweeted he spent 3 days in downtown Dallas and saw zero homeless laying around or camping on the sidewalks. No feces, no needles.
Look,
Dallas has more homeless people than Austin.
Yeah, and he's been asking residents to send us, you know, videos and pictures of homeless causing trouble here. Here's a guy trying to go to work in Austin, a commuter, and he's wrestling around on the street with a homeless guy. And it's insanity. And then this guy, he thinks he's done, that the guy's getting back in his car, he's going to move on with his life. No.
I will say
he's going to pick up this scooter and throw it through the back window of this guy's vehicle.
I will say I was in Dallas yesterday, Dallas proper, and there were homeless people on the corners begging for money.
Okay, and I was in Houston 2 weeks ago, and right along the interstate as you're getting on the entrance ramp here, there was four tents. Greg Abbott, you've got a lot of cities to visit have a talking to keep us from becoming a little San Francisco.
I can guarantee those homeless people won't be around tonight because President Trump is in town in Dallas, Texas tonight. And those homeless people will be. Have a nice day.
Move along.
Thanks for listening. See you along. Glenn Beck coming up on the Blaze television and radio and podcast.